The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good Tuesday morning, and welcome to the first April edition 2024 of Analyze This here on your NPR station, the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX FM, Neville James, with yours truly, Neville James, WTJX FM, your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's a beautiful day in paradise, partly cloudy. It's nice. We got the table talk coming up at the bottom of the hour. Should be joined in a little bit by our former Lieutenant Governor, Osbert Potter. He got his boy competition coming up this weekend. I believe it's Saturday. So looking forward to talking with him in a little bit. I believe we're going to talk with the weather service maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. We'll call him tomorrow and let us know what to expect during the week. But what have been nice, though. Been getting some late-night breeze. Feeling good because, you know, this time of the year, we're transitioning from the dry season to true tropical weather. And that means some humidity. We always worry about April is that month, don't we? Just start to feel it, but aside from that, we good. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I want to thank the entire WTJX staff for making OL2 on location 2 a success on Thursday. We were remote up at Creamer's Park up down the east end of the island. I want to give a shout out to my able-bodied co-host, the commissioner of Sports Park and Recreation, Calvert White, and all the different guests that we had from VINGN to Campus, former senator, Terrence Positive Nelson, Senate President Novell Francis. We didn't get Senator Bulkes on, but I want to give him a shout out as well for being there and supporting us. And yeah, man, it went well. You know, Barbara Stout, Wanda Brooks, and Campus up there. That was nice. Oh. The director of the sponsor department, not the lottery office, the sponsor department, Virgin Islands Lottery, because, you know, they literally sponsor everything. So we definitely want to give them a shout out. I appreciate Director Rima Williams, affectionately known as Nehemiah, who called in. He showed up, I mean, and was interviewed. He's like extended family here at WTJX, so we're good with that. Table Talk will start at 8:30 this morning, right? And, of course, you know, the handle, Donald Duck School, he is still on assignment out of territory. He'll be back next week. No, I'm out of here on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I got him for a week. We're going to pick up the Table Talk a little bit down the road. But we got some good news. Michelle Smith has defended both of her under-20 titles at the Carifta Games, so... And we're going to play a little piece of that down the road as well. But I believe we have the former Lieutenant Governor and the man himself who has played an integral part in WTJX evolving to what we are now, the one and only Osbert Potter, former senator. Did 4 years in the 20th and the 21st legislature, and also 4 years as Lieutenant Governor. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor Potter. How are you?
Morning, Senator James. Morning, Neville.
How are you?
What's up?
I good, man. I good. Yankees 5, I know, so I didn't make Leo.
Boy, listen. You know, we are in heaven.
We don't like to start slow and then try to pick up the pace, but luckily we're going from the gate this year.
I don't mind going on the longest winning streak ever for anybody, okay? So, you can have no problems with me.
Yeah, no, I know my glee with the Yankees, but I like the start. Yes. But it's just a start, so we don't want to get over, you know what I'm saying? But it starts somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So we're good with
of
it.
Of course. Yeah. And you know, injuries happen and
all. Oh, that's right. It's a long season, man. It's a long season. You play five games, you still got 157 to play. Just think about that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So how you been?
Hey, I'm good, man. Getting ready, you know, Saturday is my 25th show. My 25th years. 25 years. Let me put it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
25 years of Boy A Boy this year. You know, in between the pandemic, you know, took away 2 years from us. In 2020 and 2021, the pandemic took away 2 years. But this is the 25th year of this event. You know, it started in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And never, you know, anytime we do anything for 25 years, Ogaman, you know, it's like, yes. It actually took place. It actually happened. It, you know, from the whole concept of this show till today, it really has been, you know, a very well supported show by the fans in St. Thomas. And I know you've never been to one. I'm a Boy A Boy.
But that's what I was saying to myself. What kind of questions are going to be asking this man? Right? Because people know of the Calypso tent, right? But this is different, and this kind of serves as a precursor to what people will be hearing down the road. So yeah, let's get back. What prompted you to create Boy A Boy back at the start of the new millennium?
Well, let me tell you, Neville. I used to do a Calypso show on the radio, a radio show. I started it in like 2007 and it ran for about 15 years, you know, and the Calypso show was called Strictly Local.
Mm-hmm.
And I featured a lot of the local, well, it was just local music, you know, all genres, but I featured local Calypsonians, local musicians, the bands and everything, and we try to talk to the musicians and everyone and give them an extra push, because at that time, Neville, the local music was not being treated fairly in my opinion and in the opinions of a lot of people. So I try to fill that gap and give the local musicians, the local Californians, something to look forward to and just proudly, you know, share their music and give them an opportunity to talk about their music, etc. So, and I have always been a Calypso lover. I have always been to the Calypso shows and all of that. And
who were your influences growing up? Listen to Calypso music.
Listen, at one point I used to do all the words to like a lot of the short song. I used to do all the lyrics to Kitchener songs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know the lyrics for Shadow and all of them. I just used to like Calypso, okay?
Yeah. That last name you just called, that was my favorite.
Shadow?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Sparrow is the greatest, right? Nobody denies Sparrow is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? But for me, when it comes to lyrics and rhythm, I was a Shadow man.
Well, you know, this year we're celebrating my graduating class of Shatter Mali High School. We're celebrating 50 years out of school. And I just said that to say, Shadow had a road march
that year,
way back when.
You won that year?
Yeah, I come out to play.
Yeah.
You know, he had two big tunes that year, Bass Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing the bass man in my head.
Yeah.
I come out to play.
Yeah.
I think Bass Man won Road March in Trinidad.
Yeah.
And then I come out to play one Road March here in St. Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from then, I used to just follow all of these stuff. I used to know them.
I a man who liked to write lyrics. And when you hear a man say, I was planning to forget Calypso and go and plant peas in Tobago, but I am afraid. I can't make the grade. Yo, them is lyrics. Them is lyrics,
oh, yeah.
Man. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And he passed away within the last couple of years. Yeah, yeah. But I had a chance to meet him. He was on St. Croix about a decade ago, a little bit more than that. And the Cruisin' Christmas Festival, they brought some of the great ones from back in the day. So I went down to the village, and it was the last night. It was a Sunday night thing. And he and Calypso Rose and all them were there, and Darby, you know, Darby's a legend, you know what I'm saying? Yes, Kabil Vassanan. Yes, so when them man see Darby and they when they see Darby, it's like they pay homage to his greatness. That's how big Darby was, you know what I'm saying?
You have to.
And he introduced me to them, and Calypso Rose said, look, so when and Darby said, Calypso Rose, this Doc James' son, she said, I could see it with the nose.
Right?
Yes, yeah, and then she said, she said, you know, I buried my husband in St. Croix, you know. So I was saying to myself, wait a minute. All of these Calypsonians at some point look like they live in the Virgin Islands for at least a little piece of their life, man.
Well, I can tell you, I was fortunate to have a 5-year span when I was on the Carnival Committee here in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in charge of the Music Committee. And we used to, at that time, we used to travel to Trinidad to see who were the hot Calypsonians and who were the funny Calypsonians and who we thought people would appreciate here in St. Thomas. And, you know, for a 5-year span, I went down there and I was able to assist in, I guess, scouting the Calypsonians that we would bring up to participate in our carnival. So, you know, you go down and you'll see that crazy, and like I said,
that's another special one for me.
And Gypsy and all of them. So we used to go down and then bring them up here, and the people really showed a lot of appreciation. I know things kind of change up a bit, but, you know, that was some really good times for me to get to know some of these Calypsonians and really, you know them up close and personal. And what I wanted to actually get across was when I was doing this radio show, okay, my strictly local radio show, and attending all of these Calypso competitions and watching all of the local Calypsonians do their thing, like Mal and Sifu and all of those guys. And, you know, I had three brothers that sing Calypso, and I listened to them. And, you know, you had a competition, and Mighty Pat and Spade and all of them, and Generic, and they come from St. Croix, and everybody do their thing, right? So the thought just hit me once, you know, every year somebody would have some kind of outstanding song, really, really outstanding song. So you'll find a couple really great songs, you know, around Carnival time. And it just hit me like, okay, so this person took some time and wrote this song. So if you had given the same topic to another Calypsonian, you know, how would they handle it? Like, you know, at that time I would say, like, okay, how would Louis Ibrew handle a song that what Dabley did? What Dabley have handled a topic that Louis Ibrew had, and Speed and all of these guys. And I just say, you know, maybe it would be interesting if you were able to give these guys a topic, a single topic, and have them, you know, rather than taking a whole year to write a song, which most of them were doing for the carnival. If you give them a couple months to, you know, look at the topic, analyze the topic. You see, I put it analyze this, right? Analyze the topic. And then arrange and do all of that. How would one Calypsonian handle the same topic that another Calypsonian, you know, was handling? And just what would the difference be? What would the approach be? You know, would someone approach a topic in a humorous way versus a serious way? And, you know, just how creative can you get with that topic? So that sparked the idea in my head. And from then I said, okay, let's try it out. Let's try it out. So in 2000, I was on the radio from 1997 doing my radio show and all of that. So in 2000, I said, look, we're going to try this. let me try this. So I try to get sponsors to get me going, and, you know, I promote the show and all of that. And listen, Neville, it really was beyond my expectation, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the very first topic that was done for this competition, the topic was, that was then, but this is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave that topic. And King Kong for Plenty, man, he tore the house down with that topic, with his rendition of that topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he his song was like focusing on, okay, back then, you know, immigration used to be coming and running you down and running in your house and this and that and that and that. And he combined that with some funny stuff, and look, the crowd ate it up, okay? Louis Ibu Jr. was in that competition. He was the first runner-up, and the Mighty Pat was the second runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
And it came off. It came off well.
And from there, they had the expectations for that show every year was and will always be history.
Well, I am telling you, I appreciate the enthusiasm that the fans have really, you know, shown for this show. And, you know, you have some Californian that has been in this competition here for many, many years. In 25 years, I've only had 8 different winners, you know. 8 different winners. Because some of these guys hone in on this so much, I get so creative. The creativity goes off of the chain.
But you had a time where Wadabli and Louis Ibel take up about 6 to 8 years of boy-a-boy.
Well, it wasn't boy-a-boy, but for the local Calypso competition, it was 9 years.
Or 9 years.
Louis Ibel won 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And then Wadabli won 5 years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not strange to see you have Waggy winning, you know, quite a few of these competitions, and King Kong for Plenty winning quite a few, Ashanti winning a few, Generic winning a few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Mighty Pat never win?
Mighty Pat won once.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mighty Pat won one.
Mm-hmm.
Generic won like about 3 times.
Yeah. He and I had a conversation about that, and he was proud of winning a boy. Yeah. Yeah, he told me that. We're gonna take a break. Come back. We're talking with former Lieutenant Governor Osbert Sweetback.
That's a long show.
Pada, the boy competition happens this Saturday. We'll take a break and we'll be back right after this.
St. Croix has something for everyone. With 2 locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here to analyze this. We've got former Lieutenant Governor Asbord Pata joining us. He is the creator of the Boy or Boy competition that takes place. Well, we actually have a 25th year anniversary of the show, right? Or no, this is the 25th edition.
This is the 25th year.
The anniversary will be the 25th anniversary will be next year, right? 25 years from 2000.
But this is 25 years.
This is 25 years of it being in existence. So, where's the location this week?
It's going to be at Shatamari High School. Yeah, Shatamari High School. Shatamari right in the heart of town. Yes, Shatamari. Mm-hmm. And Neville,
you're a high school grad, or are you Dorican?
Shatamari, I'm a chicken hawk.
You're a chicken hawk? You're a chicken hawk?
Yes, but I hold nothing against the Udoakan individuals. You have to go to school someplace, you know.
we named them Clifford Graham and what a boy name? Louis Sylvester. And your brother? Your brother?
Senator Pata.
So they will deal with you. I'm a crucial. I'm gonna lie. You told me I walked that one out.
I don't fight them because you have to go to school someplace. Yeah, you have to go to school at the same place.
And you graduated what year?
1974. This is 50 years.
50 years. Yeah. Every time I think of the '70s. And Charlotte Mali High School, I think of a dude named Kennedy, who's a football player.
Yes.
But that was 3 or 4 years later. He was still in school. He came after you, right?
I think he was a running back.
He was a special running back. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I remember Kennedy.
And of course, you know, Doc used to play some football.
That's his thing. Yeah, man. We've had great talent from the Virgin Islands, in particular St. Thomas. We've had NFL players, Ronaldo Tomball, the boy Joseph Faulkner, right?
Yes.
And then on the St. Croix side, Linval Joseph, Quinten Coriat. They're actually, Coriat, actually his roots come out of, I think it's either St. Lucia or Dominica, and he was born here. You know what I'm saying? So the Virgin Islands, once again, man, we do everything, even, you know.
Without a doubt, man. And just to get back to the Boy or Boy, I stole the whole name from Nick Friday's song, you know. Friday, you know, and Jamban, you know, way back then had a song.
Boy or Boy and Big Man or Big Man.
Let them understand.
Yeah.
Boy or Boy, Big Man or Big Man.
Yeah.
And what he was actually doing was saying, okay, you small bands, you know, you got to know your place. Mm-hmm. You know, you small bands, you little boys, you know, let the big bands come and do what they have to do. Boy or Boy, Big Man or Big Man. So I say, okay, once we put a topic out there and invite the Calypsonians to come and do their thing and give them a limited amount of time to compose and get their song together, the cream would rise to the top, mm-hmm. and that's where we would separate the men from the boys. So that song became very appropriate, and I adapted it from day one
mm-hmm.
until now. So when you know, and it,
well, you know, he's a legend. He's a legend. You know, thought about that. I mean, that's a Caribbean legend.
Listen, yeah, man. You know, and it has stuck. And you hear that song, and hey, boy, a boy, big man, a big man. This time of the year, and people see you, Pata, when is the show, you know, and, you know, this year, you know, I've gotten, well, over the years, you know, the show couldn't go on without, you know, really seriously strong sponsors and that sort of stuff. So I really, you know, thank my sponsors for doing that. And Neville, I'm doing a booklet, and I got to make sure you get a copy so you could see.
Yeah, man, yeah, man, without
some of the highlights and things that.
Now, you mentioned Short early on, and one of the things Calypsonians, have been known for ain't just about singing about women and singing about going to dance and things. Social commentary is actually, you know, a foundation, if not the mm-hmm. foundation of Calypso music. And Short had one of his great songs, right, where he was speaking about government and people in power, right?
Yeah.
Right. How the chorus to go again? It gonna come to me, right? but what my mind, right? My mind, whenever I think of social commentary, right? The fact that we had a professor at UVI, right, living on St. Thomas, Hollis, Liverpool, right?
Chalk Dust, yeah.
The mighty Chalk Dust. Right, it really goes to show, you know, how far-reaching Calypso is, and Calypso competition, and how it actually touches people on a regular basis.
Yeah, people look forward to it. People look forward to say, okay, I wonder what they're coming with now. I wonder what they can talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you know some of the things that's happening in the community, you want to see. Okay, I wonder if anybody is going to put this in song and put some lyrics together and, you know, come and craft the song cleverly, and, you know, just how are they going to do it. My topic last year was if I knew then what I know now. Man, that brought out some stuff.
The tune for Shachot is When.
Oh, when we learn to live
together. Yeah. And I search and I can't find. Big tune. Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I want to scream. Big tune, man. Yeah.
Never I could give you a personal invitation to come on my show.
I used to sing when I was 13 and 14 in my school choir, and then my baritone took over, and that was the end of my singing career. You know what I'm saying?
The governor was supposed to sing on my show, you know.
Governor Albert Bryan?
He was supposed to sing, but he backed out at the last minute, and check this out.
I like this excuse. Hey.
But check this out.
It's probably one of these kind of excuse. You know, I'd really like to sing, you know, but I pull a hamstring. Oh, yes.
Well, definitely, he apologized, but he said, no, I was supposed to come sing, but... Easy, man. That's
a governor. I'm going to keep you on for a little longer because a couple of the boys, you know how it is? We had a committee meeting today and a couple of the boys are absent. So if it's okay with you, I'll hold on to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, a couple of boys are absent. So let's get back to the players and how, you know, and I like this, we like to look at the Virgin Islands. The entire terrain and all that stuff. You mentioned Wadably, the late great Wadably. Sinclair
yes.
da Silva, right? Now,
yes.
I, you know, my foray into Hopping on the Goose and going to St. Thomas for Carnival, right, started in the late 70s. I was 14 in 78. Me and my moms went over, And then from that point on, I would go every year with my classmates, right? And all we would have family members we stay in by, and then we'd meet in the village and all that stuff, and yeah, we got in juve, right? Juve.
Yep.
And this is the market at 3 o'clock, right? In the morning, no, 3-4 o'clock in the morning we got in by the market square. That's where the juve used to start back then, right? Pitch black, right? And in the late 70s, right, Mandingo Brass, right, was the dominant band at that particular time, right? Late 70s, early 80s, right? And they had shared a road march with Ellie Matt and the G.I. Brass, right?
Yeah.
They had a song, Eva May, right?
Wayne Eva May.
Yeah, Wayne Eva May. And Ellie Matt, them had Shang Chang, right?
Yep.
And then the next year, they totally wiped out everybody, you know, with Man For She.
Man For She
was a big, big tune. So we had known of Mandingo Brass at that time. And then for the next couple of years, I think Eddie and the Movements win road march with Backbone, right? And then Dread Ones had win it with Hey, Hey, Hey. Right?
Dread Ones and Maybon.
That was your band?
Here it is.
Say small word. I didn't even know that. Here we are talking 40 plus years later, and you're telling me that you used to manage Dread Ones. Wow.
I used to manage Dread Ones for a period of time there.
Yeah, and then we named Mandingo, so I looked at it, we do it two more times, and then they came out with Offman, which was one of the greatest. Yeah. Not just the greatest road march, one of the greatest songs in the history of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. And then Half Man Jam, and then
Traffic Tight the following year, right?
Yeah, man.
That would have, they win 4 out of 6 road march, and Wadabli was a critical part of that. But the reason why I brought him up is because he transitioned 15, 20 years later from a lead singer in a calypso band to a calypso monarch.
Yep.
And that's two different universes within the same genre, within music, you know what I mean?
Wadabli was really great, man, and you know, miss him up to today, and his son is following in his footsteps, and I have had, you know, in the past, both he and his son on my show, and of course, the crowd just ate them up, you know what I'm saying? Neville, the crowd ate them up, and his son is very, you know, he has a whole lot of charisma on stage and personality on stage. I don't know if you ever saw his son. I don't know if you've ever seen his son perform.
No.
Kamoy.
Yeah, no, I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, Kamoy can handle himself on stage, and, you know, he has taken some of his father's stuff and blended it with his own stuff, and, you know, he does really good on stage, for sure, 100%.
No, I'm glad you went there. This isn't just about singing and all that stuff. You got to get up on a stage. It's one thing to sing in the shower. Of course, you're not my master at that, right? but there's something else to be singing in front of hundreds of people and maintaining your composure and not suffering from stage fright.
Yeah, and don't buff.
Right?
You know, you had a few individuals here, well, you know, who are more famous for busing on stage than they are for singing on stage. And if every year you have people, you know, some of them even bet each other, I bet you he busts. Oh, man. So we, over the years, you know, it's like a two-part show when you come to my event, because you have the competition part, those that are taking part in creating the song over the one selected topic. And then you have special guests who come and entertain the crowd and do all of that. And it was so funny that you went there with Wayne Eva May and Man For She. Because this year I was planning to treat the audience with the individual that did those two songs. And at the last minute, when he was about to say, yes, I am in 100%, you realize he wasn't going to be on the island. You know, that was Rick Augustus. I don't know if you know Rick Augustus.
Oh, the hitman?
But he did one for she and Wainiva me with Mandingo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to have him there to treat the audience, because you know my audience is an interesting audience here. For 25 years, some of these people have been to every show. I have individuals that come to every single show, okay? And since I've been holding the church at Amali High School, Neville, some of them sit down in the same seat. You know, like when you go to church? Some of them sit down in the same seat.
Wow.
The same row, the same location. So, you know, if you're actually looking for them, you can find them. And, you know, some people, like, miss one show and never miss a show and that kind of stuff. And proudly saying that, and that really gave me a good special feeling inside. And one individual that used to open my show every year, Neville, was Wayne Faxman Adams. Faxman Adams used to be my opening act. You know, the late Wayne Faxman Adams, rest his soul. And he used to, he had his own unique entertainment style, okay? Wayne used to come on and he used to do what you call military style, military style reggae. And he used to be there. He used to call himself the dub master. And Faxman was a different person on the stage, jumping up and, you know, hey, the audience really, really enjoyed that tremendously, okay? So it's a lot of different things. A lot of things have happened over the years. You know, my brother was a big Calypsonian, the Fata Pata, the mighty Pata, rest his soul, and he passed on also. But he would always be a part of the show, a part of the competition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the years, you had so many individuals that have passed that really were participating in this event. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
the event is a staple within the carnival season. Whenever people think of April, the month of April into the first weekend of May, depending on when the carnival is, why is now a part of that?
Yes, and recently the Division of Festivals have assisted a bit in me getting the show to happen and to be a reality. This year, one of my sponsors is AARP.
That's what, I hear you.
We have come like 25 years ago. We were our young people that thinking of retirement. Well,
no, sir. No, man, they're done. By the way, we're going to take a break. Rufus Turnbull said, that's where Startova get his Calypso name from, bussing.
He played a major role in.
And George Hatch tell me he used to be ghostwriter. He used to write lyrics for real, all that stuff. So it's a small one. We'll take a break, come back. Great conversation. We got former Lieutenant Governor Aspapada, the creator of the Boy or Boy competition. On the line, be back right after this.
Race is complicated. On Code Switch, we don't dumb it down for you.
And on Life Kit, we have advice on everything from money to mental health.
It's Code Switch and Life Kit from NPR.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
The story of Caesar, most extraordinary political story in Western history.
Julius Caesar is the most dangerous kind of demagogue.
He's immoral, he's irreligious, he wants to rule Rome.
Step by step, Caesar is being corrupted by this power he's got.
Democracy has to be fought for. If we take it for granted, a new Caesar will come.
Julius Caesar, The Making of a Dictator, premieres April 2nd at 9 p.m. on WTJX TV Channel 12.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here at a latest this great conversation with the one and only Osbert Sweetback Potter, affectionately known as Lieutenant Governor. He served as he was Lieutenant Governor for our 8th elected governor. And he did that from January 2015 to January 2019. Glad to have you on this morning, sir, and congratulations on year 25 of the... Boy competition.
Yes, and what we do that the people appreciate also, Neville, you know, our show is a very interactive show, okay? You don't just come on stage and the MC introduce the next act and try to make a joke and then introduce the next act. How we do it. I actually co-MC the show with my main MC for all these years, who is Ross Reg.
Reginald Martin,
Ross Reg. That's my MC. So
well, I know him personally. I met him afterwards, but you know, the thing about radio is you hear people for so long, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
So you hear of someone before you actually meet them, you know what I mean? And he used to be, he's arguing one of the great DJs on radio from back in the day. You know what I mean? And he had an Aswad song he used to play on his show there, Dubfire. And a song named Dubfire, right? Doom, do 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 doom, 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 do. Hey yo, that hey man, hey yo, I one of the joys about doing this show is reminiscing. You know what I'm saying? And yo, those were the good old days, you know what I'm saying? So Ras Reg and look, we talked about I mentioned how people sometimes suffer from stage fright. You know, when I first talked to Ras Reg told me that when he went to audition to be on the radio, because he was a DJ first, right? Mm. And he said when he went to audition to be on the radio, he suffered from studio fright. And he had to get over that. No, I was shocked because the dude sung like a natural. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he really is good.
Yeah, and Otis, right? Your brother, right? Right.
His brother is Big O, and he have another brother on the radio named Kalunda.
And
then one of his brothers is a classmate of mine,
mm-hmm.
Kanta. So those guys, you know, we...
He got you from Charlton Mali High School as well?
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know, no, when your Dorican graduates come on my show, I'm gonna let them know that you said they had to graduate from someplace, right? That's what you said. Right? You said that to them. No. Ain't no backtracking. No, you ain't gonna take no jabs and then backtrack. So I'm gonna let them know that's what you said.
But Neville, I ain't lying. Am I lying? Am I disparaging anybody? You have to get it from somewhere else. You have to borrow something.
Yeah. Yeah, the condescending tone in that. Hey, by the way, Miss Molina, Gwen Marie Molina, she said that Louis Eibel, right? He was so good that UVI gave him his own show as part of Ray Cool.
Okay.
One year, yes, and she forgot the year, but it's part of Ray Cool's offering 1 year.
Yes.
You know.
And you know, Neville, I have to give you a CD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a DVD, because in around 2010 or so, I did a King of Kings show, and I held it at Ryko Center, and that was an awesome show, because you had just about everyone that have won anything in the VI was part of that competition.
Mm-hmm.
Otter St. Croix, you had Spade, you had Generic, you had Mighty Pat, you had Lady Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
Spade had a big tune the year my first year at college. Spade had he won the Calypso, Monarch and St. Croix. Down here on this island, man don't dance with man. But if you want some cheap thrill, you better go and check out Irel. He's the one
that could cool you down.
Big tune, man. Big tune.
Yes. Well, and one of the songs that Spade did that was very popular over here was "Are Too Old for That."
Yeah, man.
That's actually my favorite song from Spade.
Not Spade.
Not me. I too old for that.
Yes, sir. But it just dawned on me, based on what you're saying, right, that the Eastern Caribbean influence in our Calypso Monarch shows is without question. It is remarkable.
Without,
all it does is validate once again that the Virgin Islands is truly the melting pot of the Caribbean.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I'm telling you, and every year, I struggle. Well, I don't struggle. Let me not use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I take some time to figure out, well, what is my next topic going to be. People ask me, "How are you to come up with these topics?" My topic this year, Neville, is all that glitter is not gold.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my topic for this year. So, you know,
the mightiest thing ever perform in your show.
The mightiest thing that will perform in my show will never compete. As a matter of fact, Sting and Nettle.
Okay.
Sting and Nettle is singing this year, right?
He is performing this year, but by the way, let the public know who Sting and Nettle be, man.
Sting and Nettle is Senator Milton Potter. My brother. My youngest brother.
Yeah.
And what happened is, two of my other brothers, in addition to Milton, is a sing Calypso. The Fatter Potter, which is Cecil Potter, used to be the lead singer with Dread One Brass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was the lead singer with Dread One Brass, and that's the same band Rufus was in with my other brother, Sting and Nettle, Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We think he's a play trombone. Rufus is a play bass. And Fatter Potter, my brother, rest his soul, used to sing. So, you know, I try to, you know, guide them through some times, but, you know, bands at that time used to go through so much trouble.
Let me cut to the chase. The majority of the time is woman problem.
Okay. Either woman or money.
Woman or money.
So I really have my time with them.
I was having a conversation with Melan. You know Melan, right? Lou Holman. Out of St. Thomas. Live in St. Croix for a lot of years. And I were having a conversation last week. And I said, "Hey, Melan, when I first went to work in education, back in 1989, there was a little girl known as the Mighty Chicken Wing.
Yes.
I think that was Willie Speedy daughter. Or she was related or something to Willie Spinney.
Could have been right? Willis Wing Spinney.
Yeah. And because there was a song, they say, "I'm too young to party. Oh, yo, you're making joke," right? And so I was wondering. So I tell Melon, I said, "Melon, one of these days I'm sure I'm going to pour a call out for the Mighty Chicken Wing." So the Mighty Chicken Wing, If you're there in St. Thomas or you're there wrong, or anybody who know of the Mighty Chicken Wing, I remember this cute little girl on the front page of, remember she made the Daily News? The front page of the Daily News?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And she looked like, you know, the San Diego Chicken, right? You know, the San Diego Chicken for baseball, right?
Yes.
And she dressed up like the chicken. So if anybody know of, or if herself, the Mighty Chicken Wing, or is I wrong? Let me know so we could get you on this show so we could reminisce a little bit about that competition.
Neville,
yeah.
As you went there, you know, the chairman of WTJX board, Kaiser Calwood.
Doctor. Dr. Kaiser Calwood.
Was a Julia Calypso game?
Excuse? For real? Miss Percival Child was a junior Calypso king?
Okay, he used to sing Calypso.
Wow.
And he was good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Dr.
Carwood, Mr. Chairman, I kindly beg your pardon.
I don't know if he remember any of his songs. I can challenge him.
I like that one. Hey, by the way, Terry T text me and he did validate what I said. He said, "Morning, pitch black. Don't forget getting a burger and a drink from Crazy Cow or chicken and fries from Shabazz by the Market Square." Man. Oh gosh. Yeah. I know Shabazz was on the top side of the market. Right? Not on the main street side, the top side. You know what I'm saying?
B. Going up towards Savan, yes.
Those were the days, man. Those were the days. And you know the beauty of Carnival back in the days? Which is me, right? You know, my problem is I'm old fashioned. And I guess because I'm a history major, I like things how they work. Back then, right? Carnival was truncated into 3 to 4 days, boss. Maybe the village would open the Monday night, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But food fair was Thursday, right? Juve was after village Thursday night into Friday morning. Children parade Friday. Horse race Saturday. Saturday. The village used to be, the biggest night in the village typically used to be the Friday night. Right?
Ram Jam
Friday night, and then Saturday is parade, and then Sunday is boat parade, and it's done. You know what I'm saying?
I should go to the beach out Megan's Bay.
Now this thing is such a big economic boon and generates so much money that it's now a month of activities for the most part.
Well, definitely, you know, it has grown.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, as a child, right, when we hopping on the goose, you know what I'm saying? And we go down there, we pack our bag, and I looking for Jacob Smalls because Jacob was my brother-in-law, and he walked fire station. And I say this, find a cat to sleep on, right? And Italdo was a fireman. Moko Farrington, right?
Yeah, Moko.
Aleman, Funky Man, right? Funky Man, right?
Yes, man.
So right there by the market, right there by the fort, right?
Yeah, and that's
where the fire station was. Hey, man, that was a beautiful time, man. That was a beautiful time. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that.
Well, Neville, listen, man. I'm so glad we have a chance to just chat. You know.
And then, of course, back then it had a nightclub, down in Sub Base called Sundowners. right? what the answer to tonight? Of course, you know, Pilgrim Terrace is a staple, right?
Yeah.
But I never walked my way up the hill to go to Pilgrim Terrace. That man says Sundowners.
I could tell you about Sundowners, Neville. I could tell you about Sundowners. I was in Upward Bong.
Wow.
And, you know, this other guy in Upward Bong, they actually had a car. Okay, he had a bug.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, you know, and we took a couple of the Upward Bong girls to a dance on Sundowners, okay? And listen, Miss Biggs, if you're listening, I am so sorry. I apologize in advance. Rest her soul. Miss Biggs was in charge of Upward Bong.
Yeah, man. You know, yeah. Mark, you're waiting, but I run Upward Bong for years, man. Yeah, man.
Yes. And listen, we came from Sundowners. We came from the dance. Sunday morning, when the rest of the people getting ready to go to church,
mm-hmm.
coming in from the dance. And we were just like 15. Okay. Well, you know, we get. You know, what I can say?
A tongue lashing and some penalties.
It was more than a tongue lashing. Okay, they actually took the keys from the young man. I know I'm exposing people here now, but you want to know who the young man was? He was Senator Fonseca's brother.
Uh-huh.
Senator Fonseca, older brother. He's now a doctor.
But that's that. Don't worry, you know. It happened over 50 years ago, so you're gonna be all right. I think y'all are gonna be okay. I think y'all are gonna be okay.
I had to take a letter home to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about what I was doing there and all of that. And luckily, it's my mother that saw that they took the letter to, and not my father. I tell you, I mean, luckily it was my mother, and that was deliberate on my part. I know if I take this letter to my father,
No.
I would have had a lot of issues for a long time. Okay?
Yeah, without a doubt. Hold on there 1 second. I ain't going to excuse you yet. We're going to take a break. You come back, I'll excuse you immediately after we come back at the top of the hour. We got Asma Pada joining us this morning, Boy or Boy competition, the 25th year. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or...
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.